What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Marketing Club podcast. This is episode number 57. I am your host here with you today. We're going to talk about the five simple ways to grow on any social media platform. Now, whatever social media platform you're trying to grow on, these are going to be the five simple steps to think about when you're trying to grow. Now, it takes time. I understand that. And I'm not saying this is a secret, because there really is no secret to growing on any social media platform. But think about these five things when you're creating content for whatever platform it is you're trying to grow on. I'm Bruce, host of the Marketing Club podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't yet, head over to thebruceirving.com for the show notes for this episode. Sign up for our daily email. I share a tip, a strategy, something to get you thinking in the morning or the evening about marketing and helping you grow your business, whatever kind of business you're in. That's what we specialize here at the Marketing Club podcast. Also, hit me up on Instagram. I am at The Bruce Irving, and on TikTok, The Bruce Irving as well on TikTok. So if you are hanging out on any of those platforms, go say hello to me over there. I tell you what, I said on a recent podcast that I am focusing on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok, and I am all in on all of those platforms. So you're going to be seeing a lot of content from me on those places. So if one of those is your favorite platform, be sure to throw a follow my way. Shoot me a message on any of them. I'll follow you back and we can start the conversation over there. Now, I will be on other platforms like LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter, but I'm not going to be focusing 100% of my efforts on creating content specifically for those platforms. But if one of those platforms is your favorite and you think that you can grow on those, I still think every platform has its audience and is good for certain businesses. The ones that I just chose in 2020, bandwidth-wise and time-wise, to focus on are TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, because I'm all in on video. I'm going to be creating a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of Reels, a lot of TikTok videos for you to watch and learn from. So go follow me, The Bruce Irving, on all of those platforms, YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. All right, let's get into today's podcast topic, five simple ways to grow on any platform. Number one, and this is the most important, you have to decide why people should follow you on social media. Everybody wants to grow a following and to have followers, but why should they follow you? And I'm not necessarily a huge fan of niching down, however you want to say it, but there has to be a reason and a consistency to your content and a way to attract people to follow you that are interested in what you have to say. What industry are you in? What offer or service do you provide? What expertise do you have? Why should someone follow you, and what kind of content are you going to be producing that's helpful to them? Everybody behind the scenes in our company, Smart Pizza Marketing, we also have a travel company, talks about growing on social media and getting customers, but that's not necessarily what social media is for. Yes, as a business owner, you want to get customers from social media, but the customer doesn't want to be sold all the time and talk and hear about your business 24/7. There has to be a balance there of interesting, funny, informational content that you push out, as well as about your business. And if you do that properly, people will then follow you and then hopefully turn into customers. That's exactly what we're doing this content creation for. But the first thing you have to think about is, why should somebody follow you? It's an easy question, but if you have a hard time answering why someone should follow you, you shouldn't create content, because you're going to create content that's random and then you're not going to grow a following and you're going to think social media doesn't work. So start with that. Why should someone follow you? That's the first thing you have to think about. Then once you figure out the why, that's when the content creation comes into play. Then you start coming up with a plan and a strategy to create content for the specific platform that you're thinking about for the why people should follow you. The content has to be based on the why. If you are a pizzeria, let's just say, because I talk to a lot of pizzeria owners, and you say, why should people follow you? Because I have the best pizza around. Okay, so you have to create content telling us why you are the pizza place to go to in my area. And if you can't do that, you're going to have a hard time. So what kind of content should you create? Well, it depends on the platform that you're on. If you are a destination location, you need to be able to cast a wide net and create content that appeals to a lot of people in a lot of areas. If you are a vacation destination pizzeria, then maybe you create content based on people traveling to your area and why they should choose you. And when they do visit your area, why they should choose you. And if you are a specialty pizzeria, what makes you special? Talk about more than just the pizza, more than just the employees. What is your story? Why do you do what you do? Are there things in your business that you don't enjoy doing? Are there specific products that make you unique? You know, there's always other businesses out there trying to steal your customer on a daily basis. It's up to you to not let that happen. So you have to create content based on the why. Now, it takes a long time to get going. So that's why the number three thing is you got to be consistent. And a lot of people are not going to want to hear this part when it says, when I talk about being consistent, but you have to post daily. If you're like me and you are trying to grow on Instagram and TikTok, and I'm not going to talk about YouTube for local businesses because that's just a little bit more challenging. And I don't think a lot of businesses can be successful. Now, I think any business, if they really try, can be successful on YouTube, but I think it's going to take a lot of work. And it's really for that special business that is creative and has something to show visually that can tell a story on YouTube. And I don't think that every local business should spend time doing that. But I do think for Reels and Instagram and TikTok, every local business can create content, whether that be a video, a reel, a photo, it tell us what you do in the stories. You have to be consistent. And consistency to me, what I would do if I was a local business owner, now I own businesses and we do this, but if I was a service-based local business, I would be on Instagram posting every single day. I would be on TikTok posting every single day. And I would be in the stories 5 to 10 times a day, asking questions, running polls, communicating with my customers, showing behind the scenes things that I may not show in a video on my feed or on my TikTok channel. I would be in the stories 5 to 10 times a day, and I would be posting every single day. Now, you have to figure it out what the best time is for you, and it's going to be different for every different business or different location. But for the most part, you can really spend some time for a month, like 30 days, posting every single day. And then once you do that, you're going to be able to go back in there and see which posts resonated, which brings me to number four, do more of what works. You're going to be able to see that, but you need an extended period of time. You're not going to be able to tell what kind of social media works in, let's say, a week. It's going to take you a minimum of posting. Now, this is if you post every single day. If you post 2 times a week, it's going to take you more than 30 days. But if you post consistently every single day of the week for 30 days, you will be able to go back into your content, whatever platform it is you're posting on, and be able to tell which post did really well and which post didn't do well. And that's number five. Do more of what does well and do less of what doesn't do well. Now, what does well really mean? It doesn't necessarily mean likes and comments. I think it goes by watch time. If you're creating videos, reels, and TikToks, I would go by watch time. How many people are watching your videos? Go into the analytics. How long are they watching for? Because likes are very passive. It's very easy to like a comment. And on the flip side, if you're like me, I don't like a lot of posts on social media, but I do consume a lot of content. So I may watch your video. And if it's very interesting, I may watch it twice. And I may not like it. Not that I don't actually like the video. I just may not hit the like button on the video, even though I enjoyed it and I watched it multiple times. So that's why watch time for these platforms is the most important factor for getting out to new people who are going to be discovering you or don't follow you right now. So when you are creating content, you want to go for watch time if it's video form, and then you want to go for engagement if it's not. How many people are sharing it? How many people are commenting? If you are posting content and you're saying, all right, I've posted for 30 straight days. Now, how do I figure out which ones do well and which ones don't do well? You have to go to engagement. How many comments are you getting? Is there anybody sharing you or anybody sending you DMs about your content? If none of that is happening and you're just seeing a lot of likes, but not a lot of engagement, that may be a sign that that content didn't really resonate well. And yeah, it got a lot of likes, but in the long run, you may want to look at what kind of content got the most comments, because that's the kind of content you want to push moving forward. Ultimately, the platforms want to have people stay on the platform so they can show them ads. That's how they make money. So to recap, number one, you have to decide why people should follow you. Number two, create content to support that why. Number three, you have to be consistent. I would say you're not going to be able to tell what works until you post 30 straight days minimum. It may take you longer, but it's going to take you a minimum of 30 straight days of posting in order for you to get the analytics to look at in order to decide what worked well and what didn't. And that brings me to number four and number five, do more of what works and less of what doesn't. So that's the podcast for today. I do think that there is a whole lot more that I will go into for each one of these things if you're listening to this on the audio version. But I think that for the most part, if you are trying to grow on Instagram, which I know a lot of you are, or TikTok, which I know a lot of you are because I get messages from you, this is really what you have to think about when it comes to growing on these platforms. Why should somebody follow you? And then you have to create content. There's no magic bullet. Everybody wants the insider information on how to grow. Yeah, there's some strategies like what time should you post and how many hashtags you should use and how do you do research on hashtags, which we have a whole course on. If you want to go over to thebruceirving.com, you can go check that out. It's very cheap. It's like $50 or $100 to take the course. It gives you all of the information, how to do hashtag research, how to post on Instagram, what kind of content you should be posting, who you should be following, who are really good content creators that you can emulate. All of that's available over at thebruceirving.com. So go check that out. But there's a lot of factors that go into the type of content that you should create. But consistency, I'd say, is the most important part. There's a lot of people out there who post once or they get real consistent for a day or two. And then before you know it, a week goes by and they're not seeing traction. So they give up and they take a couple of days off. And then maybe their mindset changes a little bit and they get back into it. And they do it for another 4 or 5 days in a row. And again, they don't really see too much engagement or traction and they give up again. And then they take a week off. You can't do that. You need to give these platforms a chance to figure out who should be using or watching your content. And it takes time in order for them to do that, especially if you haven't been consistent. You'll see in the beginning, you're not going to see a lot of traction. But as you do it more and more and more and you get more consistent, you will slowly start to see the engagement build up if your content is good. Now, if your content is shit, none of this is going to work and none of this matters. So it takes a little creative mind to get the content to work initially, right? But how do you get better at creating content? You do more of it. How do you get better at anything? You practice it. You do more of it. There's that whole 10,000 hour rule where you master something by putting the work in. So you're not going to say, you may say to yourself, you know what? I'm not a creative person. Instagram's not going to work for me or TikTok's not going to work for me. But how do you know that? You know, when I first started this podcast, I wasn't a radio person or someone who spoke into a microphone all that well. And I'm not saying I'm great now, so don't take this like I'm the best podcaster in the world, because I am not. But I got better over time. If you go back and listen to our first podcasts, I wasn't that great. I was really nervous. I didn't know what the heck I was saying. And I wasn't a great interviewer, because when I was interviewing somebody, I would try to think about what I was going to say versus listening to their answer, which over time, and by doing 500 interviews, I got better at. But in the beginning, I was really terrible. And that's with anything. Even if you think to yourself, you are not a very creative person, over time, by doing it, you'll build up that creative muscle and you'll be like, you know what? I'm getting the hang of this. And that's why I always say, take the 30 days to really dedicate yourself to doing it. 30 days goes by like that, if you think about it. In the moment, it seems like it takes forever, but after 30 days, if you don't do something, you're going to be like, you know what? Those 30 days went by anyway. I should have just done it. So do that. Focus on it for 30 days. If you have a question, you can reach out to me, as always, at thebruceirving.com. Let me know what you think of this episode. Shoot me a message on Instagram. I am at thebruceirving. I would love to hear from you. Love to hear if I could help you in any way. We do marketing. We do have a mastermind group. We do have some courses, like I mentioned in this episode earlier. So go check all that out. All the information is available for you at thebruceirving.com. And if I can help you in any way, please reach out to me. Feel free to message me. I would love to answer any questions. If there's a topic you want to hear on the podcast or a guest you would like me to get, don't hesitate to reach out. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, see ya.